Today, we're delving into a topic that's absolutely critical for anyone working in the realm of software development and team dynamics. We're talking about the fascinating interplay between the agile movement and the concept of psychological safety. So buckle up and get ready to explore this dynamic duo. Let's kick things off by unraveling the concept of the agile movement. At its core, it's a flexible approach to software development that embraces change like a pro. It's all about adapting to shifting environments and the ever-evolving needs of customers. What sets it apart is that it places a huge emphasis on valuing individuals and interactions above mere processes and tools. It's like giving the stage to the performers rather than the props. Now, here's the plot twist. Not all organizations that venture into the agile realm end up singing a success story. In fact, about half of them stumble and fall during the transformation process. It's like learning a dance move that doesn't quite sync up. The primary antagonist behind these failures? The lack of psychological safety. Let's dive into this psychological safety thing, shall we? Imagine being on a dance floor where you can bust out your moves without fearing a misstep. That's what psychological safety is in the context of agile teams. It's like having the confidence to speak your mind, share your ideas, and challenge the norm without the looming dread of negative consequences. This concept isn't just a buzzword. It's the lifeblood of successful agile teams. It's the key that unlocks collaboration, fuels innovation, and nurtures a culture of learning. I even lay out a roadmap, breaking down the journey to psychological safety into four stages: inclusion, learning, contribution, and finally, embracing the role of a challenger. Let's get practical, folks. How do we actually cultivate this psychological safety within our agile teams? Well, I got your back with five actionable tips that can make a world of difference. Number one, creating a shared vision and purpose. It's like ensuring everyone's dancing to the same rhythm, creating a symphony of unity. Number two, establishing clear roles and expectations. Think of it as choreography. Everyone knows their steps, and there's no confusion on the dance floor. Number three, fostering a culture of feedback and coaching. Just like a dance instructor guiding your moves, this promotes growth and improvement. Number four, encouraging experimentation and learning from failure. It's like turning a misstep into a chance to refine your performance. And finally, number five, celebrating successes and recognizing contributions. Think of it as the applause at the end of an extraordinary dance routine. And there you have it, folks. The intricate dance between the agile methodology and the concept of psychological safety. Remember, it's not just about processes and tools. It's about creating an environment where every team member can shine their brightest. Thanks for tuning in to Agile Lean Ireland. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to hit that subscribe button and share with your fellow Agile enthusiasts. Until next time, keep grooving, keep innovating, and keep fostering that psychological safety in your Agile journey.